When I first met Juana, she was homeless, dying of AIDS under a tree in Mozambique. It was my first trip to Africa. I had no idea what to expect. All I knew was I wanted to meet some men and women to make HIV real to me. And so I was taken to meet Juana, and she was under a tree. When her village had found out that she and her husband were HIV positive, they were kicked out of that village. And a distant relative decided to take her and her husband in. And yet, mysteriously, when they got to that next little village, when that village found out that she and her husband had AIDS, their little stick house was burned. And so when I met Juana, she was about a week away from death, skeletal, just a bag of bones. And all she possessed in the world was the cloth around her waist. She had diarrhea that wouldn't quit. And as I went up to meet her, there's a custom to come out and greet those who've come to visit you. And so while I walked up to meet her, Juana began to crawl toward me. She couldn't walk. And so on elbows and knees, she carefully crawled out to meet me. And she collapsed. She was so weak. And her aunt went and picked her up from under the elbow, under her arms, and dumped her in front of me on a little piece of plastic, which was all that she owned. And this homeless woman, dying of AIDS, pulled herself up with every bit of strength that she had and dignity, and she greeted me. Me. I had nothing to give to her. There was nothing in my Christianity that had prepared me to speak to a woman dying of AIDS, living homeless under a tree. And my thoughts were, God, there's nothing I can say. There's nothing I can do. What in the world is Christianity for if this is where it leads you to living under a tree, dying alone of AIDS? God, what do you have to say in this situation? Because I have nothing to give. What I didn't understand at that moment, but I've come to understand, is that HIV offers me and you and the rest of our world, it offers us the opportunity to do the most powerful thing in the world, and that is to make the invisible God visible. Colossians 1:15 says that Jesus was the visible image of the invisible God. We didn't understand God until Jesus came. Our world doesn't understand God until you and I make Him visible. What I didn't understand, what I would do today, what I do today when I visit people who are dying in those kind of situations, I didn't understand that by coming up to her and saying, God loves you, I was making the invisible God visible. How would she know that He loved her unless somebody told her that He loved her? How would she know that He wept tears over the sadness of her life, that she was alone, that she was homeless, that her children were not going to have anyone to take care of her? How would she know that there was a God who wept tears unless I cried with her? How would she know that God loved her, that He didn't push her away because she had HIV, unless my arms were around her, bringing her close? How would she know that her body mattered as much as her soul unless I cared for her body? I had the opportunity that day. I didn't know how to do it. I had the opportunity to make the invisible God visible. Some of you think about AIDS and you start already just going, it's impossible, it's too big, there's nothing I can do. Poverty, the cities, all these different things you've already been hit with, your mind is reeling. And you say, it's just too big. And what I would say to you is what I have learned. You may never get to Africa. You may never get to South America. You may never get to Asia. You may never leave the city in which you were born. But in that place, especially through the lens of HIV, you and I have the opportunity to make the invisible God visible. Make Him visible where you are. Care for people with HIV so that they know that there is a God who cares as well.